This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Kerem Shecharav, Im Yesh Bo Lelakit Esa Gefanim Lebeisa, On It Tuais Kilchasan, Harizah Nikra Kerem Dal. If the vines from a vineyard were destroyed, but there still remain 10 vines over the area of a Beisa, and they are arranged in the form of a vineyard, in other words, in rows that are neither too close nor too far apart, it is considered a poor vineyard, which still requires 4 amos of distance to plant other crops, as opposed to a single grapevine, which requires only 6 tefachim. Kerem shehu natua ibebuya, im yesh bay lechavin shtayim neged shalosh, hareza kerem. Vimlav einai kerem. If vines were planted haphazardly, as opposed to the usual orderly rows, and there came out among them a row of 2 across from a row of 3, it is considered a vineyard which requires 4 amos of distance. Otherwise, it is not a vineyard, and each vine requires only 6 tefachim of distance. Remeir Omer, Hoyl v'hu nira ketavnis hakramim, harei zeh kerem. Remeir argued that since it appears in the form of a vineyard, which meaning in rows, even though they are disorderly, it is considered a vineyard. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Kerem shehu natuya al pachas pachas ma'arba amis, Reb Shimon Omer einai kerem. If the rows of vines are less than 4 amis apart, Reb Shimon said it is not considered a vineyard, since a vineyard requires 4 amis of space in order to plow between the vines. V'chachamim Omerim kerem urayin eshoem tzoyais, Ki'ilu Einan. The Chachamim said it is considered a vineyard, since we can ignore the extra rows, since it is common to plant extra vines and then uproot them as necessary. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Charet Su Oiver Bakerem, Omak Asar, Verachov Arba, Rebels Ben Yaakov Omer, Imhoya Mefulosh, Me Rosh Akerem, Vat Sefai, Hareza Nira, Kibain Shne Kramim, Vizirim Betaychai, Vimlav, Harehu Kigas. If a ditch, 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, passes all the way through a vineyard from one end to the other, Reb Elias ben Yaakov said that since it appears like 2 separate vineyards, one may plant a different crop in the ditch. If it does not pass all the way through, then it is like a wine pressing pit. The Hagas Shebakerem Amuko Asara Urechova Arba Reb Elias Omer Zayrim Betoicho. If there is a wine-pressing pit in the vineyard, 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Reb Eliezer said that one may plant another crop inside it, since it is set apart from the rest of the vineyard. The Chachamim forbid planting other crops there, since it is surrounded by vines. Shemeira Shabakerem Kivaya Asara Urchova Arba Zairin Bitaicho. On a guard mound, which is an elevated place where people stand to guard the vineyard that is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, all agree that one may plant a different crop since it is above the airspace of the vineyard. Ve'im haya se'ar kaiseish aser. If the branches of the vines got tangled together on top of the ground, on top of the guard mound, one may not plant their other crops. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Gefen, Shehi Netuya, Bagas, Obak Neka, Noisnin La Avidosa, V'Zayreya Esha Moiser. If a grapevine is planted in a wine pressing pit or in a hole in the earth, one may plant other crops inside the hole together with it, provided that one leaves a distance of 6 tfachim, which is the standard distance for single vines. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Im ein sham arba amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. Rabbi Yosi said that if there is less than 4 amos of space within the hole, one may not plant there other crops. But if there are 4 amos of space, one need only leave 6 tfachim of distance around the vine. The habayis shebakerem zayrin b'toichai. If there is a house within a vineyard, other crops may be planted inside it. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. Hanoteya Yerek Pakerem, O Mekayim, Hareze Mekadesh Arboyim V'Chomesh Gefanim. If a person plants a vegetable in a vineyard or sees it growing and allows it to remain, it renders forbidden the vines in a 16 amo radius. Amosai Bisman Shahaya Nutuyas Al Arba Arba O Al Chomesh Chomesh. This is presuming that the vines are spaced within 4 or 5 amas between them, so the 16 amma radius reaches out to include 45 vines. Hayu Nutuyas Al Shesh Shesh O Al Sheva Sheva, Hareze Mekadesh Shesh Esrei Amo L'Kol Ruach. If they are spaced with 6 or more amas between them, the calculation must be made to see how many are included in the 16 amma radius. Agulois V'lo Merubois. The prohibition extends only to a circular radius and does not include the corners. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hay, Mishnah Vov. Haraya Yerek Bakerem, Va'oma, Kisha Agia Loi Alaktenu, Mutter. If a person sees a vegetable growing in his vineyard and intends to uproot it as soon as he reaches, then even if it continues to grow in the interim, the vegetable and the vines remain permitted since he did not intend to let it grow over there. Kishe echzer alaktenu im haisev b'mosayim aser. If he left it there and intended to eventually return and uproot it, then as soon as they have grown 1/200th of their total size, while in forbidden proximity to the vegetable, they become forbidden. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Hayoyver bakerem v'noflu memenu zrayim. Oy, shiyotza im hazvolim, oy im hamayim. Hazoyreya v'si'artoy haruach la'achrov, moter. If a person was passing through his vineyard and accidentally dropped seeds of a different crop, or they fell as he was fertilizing, or were carried in by an irrigation canal, or if he was seeding a different field and the wind blew the seeds behind his back into the vineyard, both the vines and the other crop remain permitted, although he must uproot it when he notices it growing. Si artai haruach lefanav, Rebbe Kiva Omer, imasavim yefech. If the wind blew the seeds in front of him and he saw them blow into the vineyard, Rebbe Kiva said that if he waited until they started to grow into small sprouts, he must plow the earth to uproot them. V'im aviv yinapates. If grains already started to grow from them, he must thresh out and bury the grains, but the stalks are permitted. V'im hevia dogon tidolek. If the grains already became fully developed, he must burn them, including the stalks. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Kelim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. Hamakayim koitzim bakerem, Reb Eliezer Omer Kidesh. If a person allows thorns to grow in his vineyard, Reb Eliezer said that they become forbidden, since in Arabia they are grown as camel food, so therefore they are forbidden everywhere. The Chachamim said only things normally grown by people in that area become forbidden. Ho'irus v'hakisayim v'shoshanas Hamelech v'chomine Yisroyim einon klayim bakerem. There is no Torah prohibition of klayim when planting mint or ivy or king's rose, which is lily, or any kind of zroyim seeds in a vineyard. Zroyim here refers to a class of plants from which the seeds are eaten. Hakanvois or tarfin aimer Einoi Kloyim. Reb Tarfin said that hemp is also not Kloyim in a vineyard. The Chachamim Aimim Kloyim. The Chachamim said it is. The Hakinros Kloyim Bekerim. Artichoke is Kloyim in a vineyard. That's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.